All right. Now, assuming you guys can hear me, I don't know. Seemed like it was funky there for a little bit, so I stopped it, restarted it, then went into the gas station. Time to collect today's guest. Sign says caution, flooding, so we're already off to a good start. Street. This is the right street. I'll be back. He's driving separately. Jeff, you're a dog wrangler. I don't know that I'd say I wrangled those dogs so much as I let them out, but yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of a dog wrangler.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready to do this. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if this was the right street or not. It was...
Uh-huh.
And they've redone this freeway situation down here.
Oh my God, it's a mess.
Yeah.
It changes every 2 weeks.
Right, just in terms of just like what's open, what's
closed.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, you can get on.
This way is local traffic only. This way, just drive through the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, important.
Yeah.
You need that.
It's a resource.
Yeah.
And Icewind Dale dot rocks. We put up our stream of Icewind Dale.
Yeah. I just registered, after noticing it was available, I just registered snakesnakesnake.com.
Oh yeah, it came up?
Yeah.
Somebody must have bought it from us talking about it.
I think so.
And it expired?
Yeah. A move that I felt good about for about 90 seconds and then went like, what the fuck am I doing?
Are you still buying everything off the same register, or are they all split up all
the It's all in the same. Like, I have one domain that's on, like, my hosting account that I need to just migrate. But everything else I migrated over to Hover. Off of GoDaddy, which sometimes was a real pain in the... GoDaddy doesn't like being customer friendly. I don't know.
They're all pretty shitty. But yeah, GoDaddy. GoDaddy's the bad one because they have like a lot of dark design practices.
Yeah.
That are just like, what? No! No! No, this is not what I want. And you have to go through like 7 pages of like 1997 internet to get there.
And everyone is like, worded like, do you not want to continue now? No? Yes?
Yeah.
To try to get you to cancel out of moving away from GoDaddy.
I think Nicole had a friend or something that was getting hired as a product manager there, and I was like, wow. She's like, yeah, he thinks it'll be real easy. You know, because that...
I mean, yeah.
It's got to be, like, easy to fix.
Right, yeah.
But my guess is, like, that company has so much money. It's a publicly traded company. It's got television ads. It's got Danica Patrick.
Yep. The former product manager.
It's got... whatever their Super Bowl stuff is. Like, they've got a lot of money. Like, they could hire a designer. Uh-huh. They just are not doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Because it makes them money.
Right. It's very easy to sign up for a web, like a domain on that site, and very difficult to do everything else. That's why, in a way, it felt good when Hover started advertising on the podcast. I was like, oh, this is like one of those rare cases where it's a thing I actually like and tell people about already.
How's it been having everybody in?
Good. You know, everyone's kind of doing their own thing here and there. But, yeah, you know, we got... It's been a bunch of podcasts.
Got enough chairs?
Yeah, we have to do the podcasting in the studio, our studio, the podcast room, everybody.
Got enough cubicles?
Yes, just enough cubicles.
All right.
Tony moved into an office.
Oh.
So.
Tony's got there's a comic vine area now.
Yeah. Yes. Insofar as.
Way to go, Tony.
Came in one day and Tony was not there anymore. Like, what? Oh, he moved. Okay, all right. He just took himself an office. Sometimes I think that we should have taken offices just because there were, like, a bunch of windowed offices that overlooked the street that got turned into, like, crappy meeting rooms.
Uh-huh.
Before that happened, like, we were close to taking that whole row. But as whatever, like, we wouldn't work well if we were all
small
in
meeting
offices.
Rooms. That's where somebody gets taken to when it's like, you are underperforming.
They are literally HR's meeting rooms.
Yeah.
So, yes. And they're all named after CBS shows.
Oh, great.
One of them is named Survivor.
Oh,
imagine,
man.
Imagine a round of layoffs
in which
you have a room called Survivor. I'm just waiting for that to happen.
I don't think I'd want to walk into a room with 2.5 men.
Yeah. Well, they have posters for the show up in each one of the rooms.
Yeah, no, I think, well... I remember them being outside.
Yeah, there's the ones outside on that row, but then each room has a little bit of flavor in it. Which I'm sure, you know, like, they're primarily using them for interviews and recruiting purposes and stuff, so it makes sense to be like, we're CBS, look, this is...
They're impressive. Maybe these guys walk around all the time.
Perhaps you've heard of 2.5 Men. Well, this meeting room is named after that fine show. I mean, you know, whatever. You remember that orientation. That orientation video is still the same. Of, like, here's all this CBS stuff that doesn't talk anything about the internet end of the business that much. Yes, traffic. I'm not really a fan.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Have you seen Will or any of those cats lately?
No. No, I haven't seen anybody. Last PAX when I saw Will.
I saw him at a pumpkin patch.
What?
Not a pumpkin patch, an apple picking thing. We went out to where I got married.
Mm.
And there was apples to pick, I guess.
Yeah.
It's what you do when you got little kids.
Oh, sure.
You're like, hey, here.
Yeah, here, go.
You want some cider?
Yeah, we're going to hang out.
Watches this gross man, like, presses him for you.
Sit you on this hay bale and take a picture of you on this hay bale. And then later on, we can tell you about how you loved going to the apple orchard.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's cool because you have ties to that area. Like, you've got history there.
I guess. More like, every time I go there, I'm like, man, this is a sweet deal. Like, you buy a farm, you don't even use it as a farm. You just use it for, like, yuppie dudes pretend they're at a farm.
Yep.
It's great. Got a barn.
It's like a farm, but a film set.
Look, you take, you take pictures in front of this barn.
Yeah. Don't open the barn.
It's
100... Inside, it's Tech Barn. Yeah.
But... Tech Barn. Still dream. Gotta get there someday.
Yeah. It's right up there with me living in an abandoned missile silo.
Just cables everywhere.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, I don't know. They go somewhere. They connect to something.
Yeah. Don't touch that one. I need none. That's that one. The rest probably don't matter much, but that one, no. But I guess, I mean, if they're doing, like, the apple stuff, I mean, they're actually growing something, right?
They do apples, they do beef. I think basically what they do is they make a decent amount of money from the wedding stuff. They do one of those probably a week for... Mm-hmm.
For, like, the season.
Yeah, for the season in the summer. And then they... Through all that and through the apple stuff, I bet they get their customers for their beef.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, just people come to the Apple, oh, they sell beef. We could buy a quarter cow.
Yeah.
Not knowing what that entails.
Right. Is that how much you bought? Is that a quarter cow?
I think I bought a quarter. It was either a quarter or a half cow. It was a lot of cows, like 200 pounds a cow. Quarter cow, it sounds like.
Man.
We did not eat it all. There's still pieces of it in my fridge. You know what I did do, though, that I was pretty excited about? I went home for Thanksgiving to my wife's family in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a big fan of the Thanksgiving dinner. I won't lie about it.
Sure.
You know, yeah. Just wasn't what I, it's not up to my standards of a Thanksgiving dinner. So, when I got back, I was going to the supermarket with my kid, and I was like, oh man, look at these turkeys.
Yeah.
They're half price.
They're still
turkeys.
Here, and they're like a dollar.
Yeah. So I bought turkeys.
Multiple turkeys?
I bought a breasted turkey, and I bought a turkey. I was like, this is a move I can...
Yeah.
I can do this. I've got a freezer.
Yeah, I mean, holidays with food components, you can always, you know...
If you want
cheap candy, go November 2nd.
Yes. I have tons of cheap candy in my house. Oh, too much.
We got like 3 trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
It was just ridiculous. So I got a lot of candy to eat, basically. I still have not made my way through it. But it's getting to that point where there's like a lot of Almond Joys in there, so I'm just like, I have to fuck these things.
Do you like Mounds?
No.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. It's the coconuts.
Right, yeah, the coconuts.
Garbage,
yeah.
It's
terrible.
I agree.
This stuff's gross. But I feel like they should make, you know, because there's... We have some Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and then Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins. And the pumpkins are just the eggs that they do for Easter, you know, the egg shaped one. And the ratio of peanut butter to chocolate in those is so much better than the cups.
Ah.
That I wish I could just get those... all the time. And I keep seeing these, like, gargantuan $10 packages that are like, it's 2 half-pound peanut butter cups. And I'm just like, no, I can't get that. I can't eat 1/2 pound of peanut butter cup.
That would
be... That's, you know, because we're going to do like, hey, look, I've got 1/2 a peanut butter. No, you're going to eat the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
And then lay down forever. Christmas tree yet?
I did.
You got? Oh yeah, I guess yeah. Dog City is.
Dog City loves the tree.
Yeah.
Take a leap, Jeff.
Yeah. Are you ready to leap? What's the top of that say? It must give some indication.
Really?
What the fuck that guy's talking about?
Leap Solutions.
What? That's way less cool.
Leap.
Like, I thought it was going to be like Leap. Skydiving Corp.
Leap Solutions. We get rid of your anxiety around leap year.
Yeah. It's an extra day. I don't know how to...
It's like being a tax accountant, but you have to prep for once every 4 years.
Right.
Which is there like, it's a big day, everybody.
All right, leapers. It's time to...
This is our moneymaker.
Everybody really buckle down here. Let's help some people.
How's the video game world?
Weird. I don't know. It's good. Like this year's maybe not been
as stellar.
Great. Yeah.
It's still in that weird in-betweeny time.
Everyone moved over to the new consoles a lot faster, or at least in terms of, like, leading in a meaningful way on that stuff. The sales are transitioning, but I don't know, man. Like, it's, you know, we're a year in and already, you know, you used to see that thing where, like, you know, the consoles would come out and you'd be like, holy shit, yeah. This looks great.
Yes.
And then the PC would catch up.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first generation where the PC was already caught up, if not past it. And then they
I'm trying to think about that last gen, though, too.
Last gen was close.
What I remember more about last gen was, like, Geometry Wars.
Yep.
I remember being like, oh, this, you can just download this?
Right. It's like, $5, okay.
Great. This is amazing.
Yeah, so it's just between those two consoles being, like, very PC-like, and, like, the power of them being what they are. You know, like, they're doing well. Like,
yeah.
They're ahead of where the last generation was in terms of just, like, sales. And, like, software sales are kind of coming back in a meaningful way. But it's hard not to just look at it and go, like, this might not... Like, by the time these consoles are done, I don't know if people are going to want more consoles. Did you buy any of them?
The consoles?
Yeah.
No. I would buy a PS4. I remember last year, I think it would have been a bad decision either way.
Yeah.
But I had one pre-ordered, it was set for day one, and then I was like, you know what, there's really, I think Watch Dogs had gotten pushed back, and like that was at the time when people thought Watch Dogs
yep.
could be something cool.
Yep.
And instead, I was like, there's nothing really here that I need, I can probably just wait on it. Meanwhile, I play a lot of Battlefield. I'll just pick up Battlefield 4 for, you know, $100 and get the season pass.
Mm, yeah.
Which I did. And then that was kind of... It just...
Broken.
Kind of. Yeah. It wasn't, you know... It wasn't enough of a leap. Had a lot of fun stuff. I still love that series, but it wasn't enough of a leap to justify
just kinda like
another round of $100.
Right.
You know? And so I did that instead. Oh, man. We got two cops doing the cop talk. I love the cop talk.
Two cars facing off.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, how's your day going?
It's like, there's a lot of perps out here.
Yeah.
Stay vigilant.
So, yeah, I feel like the only things I've really missed are Grand Theft Auto and Destiny.
Yeah, well, you know, you reached a point where GTA is out on PC, like, next month.
Yeah.
So, you're good there. And, you know, Destiny, you gotta take it or leave it.
Yeah. Well, I still would have liked to sort of played it.
Yeah.
My completishness...
That endgame. Some real bullshit.
Yeah. Well, see, who knows? Never know with that stuff. I can... Though, it's really hard for MMOs to... MMOs.
Yeah, yeah.
Quote
right.
sense, but...
This hot three-player game.
It's really hard for a game to make a comeback.
Yeah. Well, so they sold a ton, and... You know, their first expansion's out next week. You know, they were out there with, like, infographics and all this other stuff. So, like, our count per player is doing great. Like, yeah, of course it is. Like, you know, everyone else got out of the way of Destiny thinking it was going to be a huge thing they didn't want to go up against. And, you know, it's been pushed so hard that, yeah, it's sold really well. But, like, how long will that satisfaction translate into people caring about that game? And, like, you know, the expansion they're putting out, it's, like, three fucking missions, three maps.
Cobra.
Yeah. The expansion is pretty thin on content for a game that is already pretty thin on content. But they're also, like, sort of trivializing some of the ramps already.
Yeah.
You know, to get people into the new content a little more easily. which I don't know, that always weirds me out when they do that. Like, I understand why they do it for a game like WoW, which has been around for 10 years, yeah. but for a game that's been out since September, to be like, oh, we're removing dozens of hours of grinding. Or not dozens of hours, well, yeah, I mean, it potentially a lot of hours of grinding the same content for materials in favor of this other thing that potentially makes it shorter or might actually make the grinding way crazier, depending on how you want to go about it. Like, it's weird. It's a weird fucking game, and the moves they've made post-release have been weird, too. It's too bad. I like, that game...
Structurally has... it's got the bones.
Yep. That game could be Game of the Year in a different... In a world where there's, like... 30% more content and a more cohesively told yeah. story, that is the best game to come out this year. But
I played a lot of not a lot of, I played about 10 hours of Dragon Age.
Yeah,
which was kind of a bummer for me.
Yeah, that's as I have been playing and watching Dragon Age, the thought has crossed my mind multiple times that you must really not like that game.
It's fine. It's really just, I don't like the Mass Effect games. You know, I play through them, but I there's something that grates at me that is like, I'm being taken advantage of, you know? Like, I'm always like, I'm not really playing a game here. I'm just going through, like, I'm just hitting buttons. I am mashing the buttons that they want me to hit.
Yeah.
That's what I feel with the BioWare EA style stuff these days, and it's like, I'm just like, oh, this is, it's clearly well done, clearly well designed, looks great, decent world, good conversation stuff, but like, when it comes down to the actual game bit of it, I just get like, I feel like I could go into a lot of those fights and you could just put a blindfold on me.
Yep.
And I could just mash buttons and it doesn't matter that there's a party there.
Right.
Anything. I just know that if I memorize the cooldowns in my head.
Then you're good. That game is all cooldown management. Yeah. Just like, well, this thing lit up again, so I'm going to push it again. It's like plate spinning with no stakes involved. You know, it's just like, well.
Like, they kept weird combos in there. They're like, oh yeah, you know, if you combo this and that. But they removed that there were actually different types of combos. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, if they're disabled or stunned, which means anything.
Right.
You know? Like, magic stuff can disable or stun. Yeah. Or bash can, you know... It stopped being these sort of trigger type stuff. Yeah. Where it's like... But it's okay. I mean, I didn't mind it too bad because I was like, look, there's a place for this, obviously. They're just moving it. In a direction that's not for me anymore. But the great part is, like, Divinity came out this year.
Right.
Eternity will come out, you know, early next year.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, small indie stuff that, like, maybe I wouldn't play because they do look too unpolished, like Wasteland.
Right, yeah.
Like, there's still plenty of options, so it's not like I
cry. You play Grimrock 2?
I played Grimrock 1. I haven't played the new one. Is it the same? Or?
I'm not really sure.
I like Grimrock 1. It was a little, I actually like the turn-based part of it.
Yeah.
So, that game can actually get kind of similar because it's got the cool gun stuff.
Yeah.
It's real funny because cooldowns present, WoW figured it out. It's like, here's a really easy way to provide a complex amount of skills, or a large number of skills, that you still know what to do, you know? It's like, there's no rest system, like, how many spells do I have left, all this type of shit. They just kind of happen. But at the same time, it does end up in that weird whack-a-mole stuff.
Yep.
And so it's like, if your actual, you know, spells and stuff don't matter all that much, then it can hurt it.
Right. And I guess that's the thing that, like, sets Mass Effect apart, even from, like, new Dragon Age. It's like, in Mass Effect, you still had to aim a gun.
It's true, you know, but like, I always thought...
There was still a part of it, instead of just, like, you know, as a mage in Dragon Age, it's like, hold down the right trigger, and she's going to fucking whip this fucking stick around and shoot sparks.
I absolutely agree with that. In fact, if I were to pick between the two, as much as I don't like Mass Effect, I'd pick Mass Effect because of that reason. The same reason I like Skyrim. It's like Skyrim's combat is not amazing, but it's more of, it's basically more of an action game than an RPG, where like Dragon Age is neither. Yep. It's just a crappy RPG.
Yeah.
And it's a crappy action game. But it's got a great world and a great story that sits on top of it. So that's enough for
some good premises on from time to time, but by and large, like the expectations of a especially a full priced retail product.
Yeah.
The expectations there combined with the expectations of what actually makes a good story, just aren't in sync a lot of the time.
Yeah. So these days I still tend to just fall more in the gameplay stuff. Give me some gameplay, give me a little world. I could play Skyrim and make up my own story.
Sure.
You know? I'm a half orc that I don't like magic. I'm just gonna use alchemy. That's my character.
Funny, that's how I played Destiny also. I'm a half orc. But Destiny was the extreme, other end of it, where you could tell at one point that they, in the process of building world, that they had some story in there they wanted to tell.
Uh-huh.
They just ran out of time to figure out a proper way to tell it.
It's really hard to, the world building stuff's very hard. The only people who, I think the Elder Scrolls franchise does it well. The Mass Effect stuff does it well. That's definitely a believable world.
Yeah.
But it's certainly tough.
Yeah, I don't know. I've found myself really, really, really enjoying Call of Duty this year.
Yeah.
Going back to that. It's been rough for a long time, and even when I came away from it going this is a pretty good year for it, I didn't stick with it. There was nothing about it that made me want to keep playing once the review was done. It was I recognize this is all right, but man, I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
But this, I've been keeping on with it this year.
It's good. I really like the multiplayer Call of Duty stuff. The problems I had with the series lately was more, it just looked terrible. Ghost looked like an old game.
Yep. Yeah. Ghosts, by straddling the line between consoles, it satisfied no one.
Yeah.
And there's stuff about that game that is totally okay, but yeah.
That's good. I'll check it out when it drops in price, and then I can get destroyed on the servers.
Yeah. Yeah, play on the PC where apparently there are aim bots.
That's always...
Yeah.
There's always something.
Yeah. Did you play New Borderlands?
I did play New Borderlands. I'm real close to the end.
Really? Wow. Yeah. You actually stuck with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Borderlands.
Does it go places? By the end of it, do you feel your time with it has been worthwhile? Because this was the first Borderlands game, granted of three, that I was just nope, after a few hours in.
I feel the kind of same way, mostly because I was all these things they added to the gameplay are terrible.
Yep.
I was like, what the fuck is this O2 shit?
Yep.
I'm never stomping ever.
Yep. And the sluggish animation, I guess, actually. It's not that the movement, but the speed has really changed that much.
Yeah.
But all this, the low gravity stuff sucks.
Exactly. So all that stuff becomes less important as you go on.
Yeah.
The gravity stuff's always there.
Right.
I've never worried about the O2 stuff. And I decided to play that game, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm just going to play it. I know that this is not a good Borderlands game, so I'm just going to play it the way that'll make it the best. And so I'm just playing pure story.
Mm.
So I'm just mainline.
Oh,
I'm not
sure.
doing
yeah,
any
yeah.
of the other bullshit. And it's great from that perspective.
Yeah.
It's got good story stuff that ties back to the other games. It's got, those are all well designed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you get 3 hours in.
Yeah. I got up to where you kill the Merif. was just like, I don't, dude,
that's the worst part of the game.
I don't want to play.
The worst part of the game is when you show up in there and it's like, hey, do a fucking jump puzzle.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Like, what? No.
It's like, what the fuck? Where did I go? I'm like, am I seriously? That game has, when you get to that town, there's a 45-minute gap where you don't shoot anybody.
Yep.
And you're like, what am I doing?
Yep.
That's definitely the worst part of it. Once you get past that kind of stuff, it definitely gets a lot better. And to me, it's, you know, it's Borderlands, it's worth playing. I like that world a lot.
Where am I taking you?
Probably just drop me off at Testa.
Okay.
They'll probably be there. I had trouble with the characters. I didn't really like any of them.
Yeah,
Wilhelm's the only one that I think is in any way.
That's why I ended up playing. Yeah. I like that they wrote little dialogue hooks that varied based on which character you were.
Yeah.
That's like a nice, subtle touch that makes actually playing as the Claptrap pretty funny. Because every step of the way, someone's just like, I can't believe I'm fucking talking to this fucking robot. Yeah. It's pretty good.
But it's still, you know, at its heart, it's still Borderlands, and that's fine for me. As I would recommend, as I told Ian, the same thing, you know, he was kind of feeling the same on that prequel stuff. And I was like, go play that Tina DLC.
Oh, the Tiny Tina stuff, yeah.
Because that is that's the best thing in Borderlands.
Man. Yeah, for me, it's just like, you know, as someone who really fucking hated the story in Borderlands 2, the thought of a prequel that is a Handsome Jack origin story.
Yeah, I don't like Handsome Jack
off,
all that much
like,
either.
No way. Come on.
But it's got some other stuff that's decent. Once it starts getting into like the whole mechanized army stuff, it's pretty good.
You playing any of those Telltale games?
I played. I finally went through the original Walking Dead, and I thought it was fantastic. Mm. I was like, "Holy shit! That's a decent video game story." And it's because it's not a fucking video game.
Yeah.
You know, the Telltale games aren't video games.
Yeah.
I hear the Borderlands one's good, though.
I've heard people say nice things about it. Yeah. Me and Rory sat down and played, like, the first 20 minutes of it, and I was just like... I experienced the whole arc of adventure games in, a second time on a very compressed cycle, where now I don't want to play adventure games again.
Yeah.
And so it kind of doesn't matter. Also, I guess, like, Walking Dead Season 2 was a real letdown.
Yeah.
Things to say about large parts of The Wolf Among Us.
Yeah.
I didn't much care. Like, Broken Age I thought was kind of cool, but didn't grab me.
I kind of agree with you. Like, most of the time, adventure games I pick up and play for about 2 hours, and I'm like, I played this.
Yeah.
I know where this is going, and this story's not good enough for me.
I liked it when they brought back Sam & Max and did that first season of Sam & Max. I thought that was a great, new adventure game, old adventure game. But it just made me want to, all these games have made me want to do is just go play Day of the Tentacle again, or just, go through some of those old games, because it's not like
well, they've got
bad
a new,
now,
you'll get the chance with the new Grim Fandango, right?
By the time Grim Fandango would come out, I was kind of done with the genre, I haven't really played it, so.
Grim Fandango, that's worth playing. That's a good game.
Yeah.
And it's still in that style.
So I just, Monkey Island never really did it for me either.
Maniac
Mansion, Day of the Tentacles.
I like the
Zach McCracken.
The Dreamfall, Longest Journey stuff. Mm-hmm. That stuff was good to me. But yeah, most of them I can't get on.
Did you play that Dreamfall that came out this year?
I haven't played that new one. Good old Ragnar.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw, Street Fighter V leaked this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a trailer that got out, I guess, that says it is exclusive to PS4 and PC.
I bought the Ultra one, one that came out on PC a little while ago, and I was playing it, and I just felt, it was the only time that I was like, I'm like, oh, I'm depressed. I'm like, I really want to play this with somebody else.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just not the same when you play online.
Yeah.
But I love, great, I'm all for it. Does it look, do they show any pictures?
There's not a lot of footage in it, and it looked kind of like 4. So.
I kind of want them to change the art style and get a little bit more, realistic,
I think they
say.
Might be sort of doing that, but, like, I saw a shot of Ryu, and he just looks older.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say more realistic, but, like, a little more grim.
Just something that maybe isn't that kind of cel-shady sort of
style.
Because it's just looking a little old. It's an old game. That's
right.
Kind of why.
Yeah. It's weird to be thinking about Street Fighter V. Like, I'm used to huge breaks between numbered Street Fighter games. I'm just like, oh, fighting games are dead again. They wrote it into the ground. Guess we'll have to wait a while, and then someone finally goes, we're big at Street Fighter IV. I'm like, wow.
You know, somebody really needs to... You need, like, a Valve or a Blizzard to come in and make a very, 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 like, tournament-friendly, polished version of those games.
Mm.
I would love that. Like, a game that's not a number. It's just like, here it is.
Right.
Here's the game, and we're going to update it every month. And here you go. You can buy your costumes. Give me a free-to-play.
So that's what Killer Instinct is, basically.
Yeah, but I've just never really liked it.
Yep.
And I want it like Dota level.
Right.
I want like really nice. I want to be able to watch other people just jump into their games.
Yeah.
Jump in and challenge, like take on the next one.
Yeah.
You have a queue behind. Mm-hmm. Like, whoever wants to fight me, you know, come to this Earl or whatever.
Yeah, that would be great. It's the stuff that you know, you would hope that some of those developers would learn. I feel like there's some stuff like Mortal Kombat with a lobby system and they're kind of King of the Hill mode. Like, they sort of have that where like you get in 8 players in there and have that kind of winner stays, loser goes to the back of the line type stuff. Yeah, I don't know. The problem with like a free-to-play fighting game, I think, is like... My understanding is, like, when you get to that kind of, like, tournament-level skill in a fighting game, like, a large part of it is knowing all of the matchups, knowing every single one of those matchups. So every time they add characters to the game, it is a hassle, whether it's a character you're going to play or not, because you have to come up with an answer for what that character does.
Yeah.
It was the thing that, like, as, you know, even as someone who doesn't play that way, like, as Street Fighter 4 got more and more characters, like, I cared less and less. It was just like, fuck this. Like, what the fuck does Cody do? He throws a rocket. He fucking has his pipe. Like, fuck this. Like, I just don't...
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
You know, I don't want to learn all this shit. So... So figuring out a way to, like, handle that would be key. But also, you know, like, the key to having a free-to-play game like that work well is, like, you know, you're going to be adding some characters on a fairly regular basis, or, you know, more than just skins.
It's true. Dota's got its gazillion heroes.
Yeah. But I guess Dota's probably pretty similar in that, like, you need to know those matchups.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta, when you play those games, that's the game you play.
Yeah.
I feel the same way with Hearthstone, where it's like they come out with like their new, you know, all their new cards and stuff. And
right.
Like, oh, I don't know that I have the charm.
Yeah,
like,
you just got finished
strategy.
Getting used to the old cards.
Yeah. Like, oh, the combinations are endless. I don't have enough time to like figure out a proper deck. I just want to play. What? There's like dog grooming going on outside the Hells.
Weird.
But it looked like it was on a table, one of those massage chillers deals, you know, like the pack up.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Giving dog grooming.
Giving dog grooming massages back there.
Jeff, I haven't been in the city in a long time.
Yeah, you haven't missed much.
What are the kids wearing these days? What's the hip new thing?
It's still the Google bus.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I've seen some fucking Razor scooters here and there. Like, it's the sort of thing you look at and go, someone needs to step back in and burn it all down again. Like,
we need an earthquake.
We need the bubble to burst again. Yeah. Put all these people out of this fucking city so we can find a place to park.
Still love in Petaluma.
Been getting out much?
In Petaluma?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not all that much. I see Sass every once in a while.
Yeah, she's got her barbershop. Yeah.
I walk into town, you know, and get my morning stuff with the dogs, but I went to I did the Veterans Day thing.
Oh, yeah.
With the pinups of Sonoma County. And what else was there? All the old cars and the World War II planes.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. I always like it. It is my favorite parade of Petaluma.
Petaluma's a very busy parade schedule.
It's pretty busy.
Better than butter and eggs?
I like it better than butter and eggs. Yeah. Butter and eggs to me is... I feel like I'm not entrenched yet enough to like really appreciate butter and eggs. And of course I didn't grow up with butter and eggs, so I never had the like, oh man, we got wasted
right, butter and eggs,
you know? So like now for me it's just like a corny parade.
Yep.
I'd rather have like the fucking ancient World War II bomber guy like sitting in the back of an old, you know, Corvette, and the Buffalo Soldiers bike gang come through, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out something to do for New Year's.
I'll be around. Not that I'll probably be doing anything, but I'll be around Christmassy.
Yeah.
New Santa Con?
No.
That's probably pretty soon, isn't it?
I don't know if it's even happening. I haven't heard if anyone's... Well, I mean, I'm sure it's like happening on a larger scale, but I don't know if anyone that I know is doing it.
Now, I've got my... fallen into dad mode. I've got once a month Pathfinder session. Still going strong.
Yeah. Same campaign or you
same campaign, man. Krell's nice. Level 6. He just turned level 6. He's got a trident. He's an orc pirate. He's a grumpy cleric.
Okay.
He hates his god is a chaotic god. So, anytime anything bad happens, he will roll, basically be like, fuck it, I'm going to switch gods, because that's what a chaotic, you know, whatever god would do. And fucking every time, I must have rolled like 5 times.
Yeah.
Every time it rolls for the chaotic god. And it's just like, man, awesome. But yeah, he's got a crazy trident, and he's got a bunch of lightning stuff. We keep bringing, like, new people in. Like, our last couple sessions, we've had, like, one new person come in. And it's just hard to bring somebody in on a...
like, middle of a thing.
Yeah, because you're like, okay, well, here's what this guy's doing.
Yeah.
And, like, I think a lot of new people, like, coming into it are just like, what the fuck are these nerds doing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, what, lightning god? Because they don't, you know, they don't share the backstory.
Sure, yeah.
But it's fun. Still doing the woodworking.
Mm-hmm.
Still build shit in my garage. I just want to retire. Can I just retire now?
It seems like you're like most of the, you're ready. You're doing most of the retired stuff.
Yeah.
Mixing things out of wood.
Except for the coding all day.
Right, yeah. The
coding grind of trying to build a business.
Right.
Oh, tough.
Man, it seems like you knew it was going to be tough going in.
I knew, but man, it's just draining. You have like such, remember all those highs and lows?
Yep.
You're just like, oh, fucking nobody, we didn't gain one customer today. And then the next day you'll get a Polish translation. You're like,
yeah.
This is awesome, we're going to make it.
Yeah.
It's like all the dumb, stupid things. Yeah. Like
on our way to be Poland's number one CMS solution.
Yeah. This random person wrote something nice on Twitter.
Do you have like a list of like, I mean, I'm sure you do, but like, do you publicly show like, here's a list of sites built with webhook?
Okay. We don't. I mean, I've got a list.
Yeah.
I haven't actually. But I keep meaning to do it.
Yeah.
It took a while for us to get enough that we're decent.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bad part, too, is, like, I'm a little too critical
sure.
of designs.
Yep.
So it's like, I don't want to put them up. I'm like, we've got plenty of sites.
Yeah,
I'm like,
this one's
not as good as the next one. But we now have enough that are definitely good enough that I should be putting them up. Mostly, though, it's fun working on it without having the, the committee.
Yep.
You know, so I'm just building it how I want to build it.
Mm-hmm.
The end goal of it is what I want it to be.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah. Down this far, going this way in a long time. Remember how to get there.
Straight.
I got that part.
Oh man, we should go to John's Grill. We should go to John's Grill tonight, Jeff.
What is John's Grill?
It's the home of the Maltese Falcon.
Oh well.
It's right near where the was it a CompUSA? Is there a CompUSA?
Yeah.
Remember where that kind of area is? There's like a one street right off Market that's kind of
like it's kind of skews off that way. Yeah. Yeah.
And so the CompUSA was like at that corner,
right.
The triangle bit of it. That's where it is.
Hmm.
and it's this old, it's been around since, I don't know, 1908 or something.
What does it say?
What was 1908? Fucking amazing. I'm awesome. Wow.
I thought for sure you were just reading that billboard and... No.
But the movie, The Maltese Falcon, takes place in it. Mm. And there's, in The Maltese Falcon, there's this thing, The Maltese Falcon.
Yeah.
It was in there, and it got stolen.
Oh, man.
Like, 5 years ago or somebody, you know, something. Somebody took it.
Yeah.
But it's basically just a steak joint. And they've got good steaks. It's kind of, you know, like going to, like, a Ruth's Chris without the, Republicanism.
Yep.
And say that. I don't say that in any sort of degrading way. I just mean, like, without the Rush Limbaugh-ness of Ruth's Chris.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, that is, yeah, that is the only other time of, yes.
That you've what?
Heard about Ruth's Chris was
Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
Have you ever been to a Ruth's?
Once. In New York.
It's good steak.
Yeah. I've never been to the House of Prime Rib back here.
Let's go to the House of Prime Rib. Have a prime rib dinner.
I do like prime rib. I can't stay out super late tonight.
It's a good prime rib.
It's no A&W.
It is no A&W. Nothing is. I drink out of those mugs every goddamn day. In fact, I want to buy like two more. If we go there,
mm-hmm.
I'm buying two more mugs.
All right.
If I could buy the sweatshirts those guys wear too, those are like my kind of sweatshirts. Mm-hmm. Like 1980s blue sweatshirt.
Yeah, not hooded, just
an old ass logo. Put on with, like, some sort of vinyl paint that'll crackle over time, you know?
This cop looks bored.
Bored cop. Oh, man. I don't think that's a cop.
Oh, is it just security? He's just some dude.
Yeah. Those glasses.
Guarding the Circuit City.
Oh, wow, there's a Circuit City.
Circuit City apparently still exists.
Wow, and they're making new ones. Oh.
Meanwhile, the Van Ness Bakery and Cafe has seen better days. That whole building is fucked, man. It's like all those letters for this discount furniture. It just says Disco Fur You Outlet. Well, this is the I in disco, I guess.
The National is Natty. Natty Now. Get your Natty Now furniture.
It must be a real bummer when the letters fall off that building onto people below.
I'm sure the building just sighs. Like it's just.
Yeah. Great.
Oh, man, I forgot to tell you, I had a dream that you were in, and you were really excited about getting earrings. You were trying to convince me to get
earrings. Yeah, dude, come on. Yeah. Take me to Claire's.
Like,
we're going to go.
Like, what? I was like, Jeff.
We're going to go to the icing. I'm going to get my ears done, man.
What? You're the last person I would ever think. He's like, that's exactly why I got them. And you had, like, the loop kind.
Oh, man.
You didn't have stretchers. But you had, like, two, like, you know, half-inch loops.
That's how you know it was a dream.
Yeah.
Because if I was going to get my ears pierced, A, I would only get one pierced. B, I would get a gigantic diamond.
George Michael style?
Yeah.
Remember when we grew up, there was always, like, there was always, like, the urban myth of, like, oh, well, if you got one ear, if it was the wrong ear, that meant that you were homosexual.
I don't know that that's urban myth.
Is it?
I think for a
it's
time.
It's real? Oh, for a time in the 80s. That's what it was?
For a time. I think it was widespread enough that whether it was real or not, it was real.
It was a Dorothy?
Yeah. It was like you were getting, you know, like if you were into the ladies, you were getting your left ear pierced, I believe is what it was. And then everyone just started getting both ears pierced, and people were like, what?
And next thing you know, Michael Jordan was, like, on a golf course, and you're like, what?
Yeah, exactly. There was a very brief period of time where I was thinking about getting an ear pierced.
What were you going to put in it?
A big fucking diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like hoop earrings.
I always had, it was one of my rules, was always, if a girl wears a hoop earring bigger than her ear, that is immediate off. She's off the list.
Oh, that's immediate on.
Oh, no. Oh. Crazy. It's different. Shower curtain hangers.
Well, I don't like thick earrings. Like, you know, not like the old door knockers or anything like that. I'm not crazy.
Oh, we forgot bridge questions. It's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late in too many.
Yeah.
Too many ways.
Maybe we can take phone calls tonight.
Have you been to the opera?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's this opera building here. When I was in junior, I was in elementary, I don't know, at some point when I was in school, we took a field trip here.
You were here when the UFO crashed into the side of
it? Yes. And that UFO crashed in there, and they just made it look like part of the building, sort of. Yeah, I remember being bored to fucking death as a kid watching whatever fucking opera we went and saw.
It was an opera? It wasn't like a musical?
Yeah, it was an opera. Made you switch back to the iPhone?
Love of my wife.
Okay.
When they had the when they started showing off the Yosemite stuff where you can get the messages in it.
Oh right, yeah.
I was like, that's worth it. Because I never have my phone charged or any of that kind of shit. That was the only reason.
It's kind of cool, like, that you can, like, take phone calls from your laptop now.
Yeah. With that stuff. It's great.
Like, I haven't done it yet, but...
I've done it. It's not as good as you think. It's Skypey.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's going through Wi-Fi.
Right, right.
But it's fine. Like, nobody's, you know... I mean, you're taking calls from people you know.
Right.
But yeah, it's perfect for me because I'm just terrible with phones.
Yeah.
And I will admit there are some things that that Apple does, like some of just the core hardware stuff, like the Bluetooth stuff is a lot more consistent, or probably more that software makers that have to make things like cars and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do a little bit better job. My Android was always tricky with my car.
Mm-hmm.
I miss my Android in other ways, though. But yeah, mostly just for that one feature.
Yeah.
And I know that there's, I'm sure somebody's probably pointing out that there's apps or something that'll let you do that with Android or whatever, but all of them basically route the conversation to them, which is like, that's too creepy for me.
Yep.
Like, I don't want that. I don't need somebody knowing. I don't need my text history.
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere. I was pretty wilded out, though, like, going through it, that there's, like, so many fucking things of security, or, like, just built-in crap mm-hmm. that the iPhones have now. Like, all the, like, I don't use iCloud. I don't use any of that and stuff. I think I had to sign up for an account.
Right, yeah.
To be able to use the...
the App Store and stuff.
The in-between stuff, but...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, right, yes. Yeah, that too.
But, it's like, ew, no, a lot of this is just super creepy.
This is the turn, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You guys shooting video stuff? At the end of the day?
Yeah, we got a show at the end of the day.
What time does it start?
3:30.
Okay. I don't think I'll be there at that time, but I'll come by.
Yeah, cool.
Hang out.
Yeah, we'll shoot... I think we'll shoot some other stuff today, too. We've got some Game of the Year stuff we need to shoot.
Oh, yeah. At 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Giant beer. Didn't even have, like, a paper bag. Mm-hmm. Just used, like, a giant plastic bag. Green plastic bag just wrapped all around a 40. Perfect.
That's what this city has done, man. This is hard to get bags.
That's true. It's absolutely true. You got to pay your extra 10 cents.
Yeah. I was clearly eating something, but the way he was holding whatever that tinfoil was up to his face, I thought he was huffing paint.
Ooh, gross.
That guy was really getting the morning started right.
How long do you think this building will be here?
This small-ass building?
No, or how long do you think that logo will be on that building?
Which, the Zynga? Oh.
Yes.
How
many years you give it?
Another 3.
All right.
Trying to think how long the Sega logo was on that building. Like, too long.
Just put me behind the truck. Alright, chat. I will see you. Thanks for the ride, Jeff.
Jump this guy and steal the papers before you can shred them.
What?
This truck is a secure shredding service.
Oh! I'll take all of them.
Yeah. There you go. You got it.
Thank you.
Yep. See ya.
Yep.
There are a lot of cars. Hmm. How did I do this before? Did I turn on 5th Street? That sounds like something I would do. But you know, maybe I'll take it up to 2nd, and maybe I'll go the wrong way down that one-way street. Break the law on a Friday, just for kicks. If I take 5th or whatever, then I gotta take it up to Mission and go around and, like, Mission from 5th to 1st is always sort of shitty, if I remember right. Ugh, all these fucking one-way streets, and then the fact that the only entrance to this parking garage is in an alley, this kind of just makes everything... kind of a hassle. Ah, whatever. Who cares? All kids' bikes on sale. Just walk in there and go, what's the biggest BMX bike you got? I'm a tall man. I'm a large man. I want to do bunny hops and tabletops. Yeah, I want pegs on it. The fuck do I look like? I'm a discerning consumer here. I spent some more time playing The Crew last night. I don't think The Crew is a very good game. And it's unfortunate, because there are things about The Crew, the way it handles car upgrades and general progression, and the fact that it's, you know, it's like a rendered version of the United States. Like, it's a big chunk of territory. There are things about that game that are great, that are, like, really cool, that really would be awesome in a better game. Unfortunately, the part where you are driving cars needs to be better, because I don't think it's great at doing that. What is this? This is third, right? Where am I? Who am I? Yeah, it's third. It's one of those things where it's like, even when it's disappointing, The Crew is frustrating, because there are elements of it that I really like. There are things that I just look at and go, like, man, this, what a, some cool fucking ideas here. Just, but it's the extra stuff. It's the wrappings around the driving, and the driving itself is not great. In fact, like, whenever I've had to get off-road in that game, like for raid missions or truck missions or you know, like with the different classes of off-road vehicle in that car. It's actually sucked. Like, that stuff, the off-roading in that game, I think actually really sucks. Because the physics are not realistic. Like, anytime your car leaves the ground, it seems like it just slams down a little too soon. But man, that story's fucking corny as shit. And the driving itself is just a bummer. Around this left turning person, but then go around all these right turning people here, assuming they're turning right. I might be screwing this up. Okay, moment of truth here, scoping things out. One-way street, this alley here. We're gonna stop right here. We're gonna look down this alley. We're doing it. We're doing it. All right, you guys, we'll have a live show today. Check it out. I'll see you guys later. Bye.